into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back.
Yeah, here we are, here we are.
Nobody knows where they might end up.
Like my bass voice. Nobody.
Here we go. Nobody knows where they're gonna end up. On this episode, the girl went running, running, running to see those patients doing surgery.
Oh, oh.
Oh, you never know.
Do we like that?
Yeah, that was a nice little cipher, some 16 bars.
I felt left out by your guys.
It's okay, Julia.
Right
you did the Wyco dance. You did the one hand in the air, one hand in the hair.
They went off. And I was just standing here smiling.
You were sitting
you're
there,
cute,
but that's
the same. And you're super cute. Just, you know, Mama says just sit there and look pretty, Julie.
And I sure try.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter in the hot seat with my beautiful co-host. Hi, ladies.
Hala, I'm Julie Parton.
And I'm Star Session. I'm glad to be back. This episode was phenomenal.
You thought?
Yeah.
I did too.
It was riveting.
I did too.
Oh, wow. You know, riveting, Star Session.
I like to throw out those big
words. I love it. Yes, $50 words. Well, thank you all so much for watching and joining us this week. Happy Thursday. Grey's Anatomy, season 11. The episode was called. My bad. That was kind of.
You were like molesting them with your tongue.
With my tongue, my long tongue.
The episode was called
When I Grow Up.
When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Star. Oh, no.
I thought this was a great episode.
It was a good episode.
It started in a place and.
Of happiness.
It ended back in the same place, mm-hmm. but then at the same time, there was all of these different moments where we're like predicting what we thought was going to happen and gasping, and it came together very well.
I think so too.
It did.
It was a great episode. I love how we started off with Meredith and she was just. So blessed.
I am blessed.
I am
and
just
looking
so
around at her.
Blessed.
And her kids made an appearance.
Yes.
Oh, yay! All right. Zola and Bailey made an appearance.
Well, Bailey looked like she made her first step.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby Bailey.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Sorry.
I see what you're talking about.
Not Big Baby.
Yeah, and Zola's 20. Zola's a teenager now.
Yeah. And Derek's back. He's back in the house. He was doing fatherly duties, and she was out drinking coffee on her lovely rich deck. I felt like she was blessed. I feel like she realized that family is first.
She's like, you look at yourself in the future, and you picture what you want out of life, and I have it all.
Yeah.
I feel like that sometimes, too.
She was having good sex. Her husband's back. She has great kids. She has a great career. I mean, what is she pouting about anyways?
And then Maggie's like, I could punch you. And that's exactly what Meredith was going for.
Who said that?
Maggie.
Oh, yeah. Maggie, they were having a little sister.
I could punch you in the face.
Well, it was funny when Maggie was just like, what is this face you're making? I don't know you well enough to know what face it is. And she's like... That line was it was very cheesy in the beginning, like campy fun.
But truthful.
And truthful, but really creepy in this first block of the show. It was super creepy, no?
What was creepy? No, why do you think it was creepy?
They were like, the kids were walking around the hospital, for one, and we just had this eerie feeling like something's bad's gonna happen.
Oh, yeah, okay, whenever we saw the kids, well, automatically we're like... What's going to fall on them? Is their bus going to crash? There's a bunch of kids together at Seattle Grace Mercy West, Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital. They're all going to die.
I felt like when they took that group photo, it was kind of like, something's going to fall off the roof and, like, kill all the kids. I'm like, that would have been just traumatic. But
that would have been even overkill for me.
But that's what I'm saying. There was this moment of what is going to happen.
Right, like this looming doom. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Before
creepy.
We really delve into the episode, let's do our Twitter shout-outs because people have been blowing us up. Got to say what's up to Dynamite Jack. Blake at Blake Donder. Mm-hmm. And K Dallas 91.
Savannah, all those numbers.
At K underscore.
Savannah,
all those numbers. At K underscore Winge.
Kyle White. Alicia Harding. Girl, you have been around so long. I love you.
Yeah, I feel like she's our sister.
Evren Roddenberg, who I feel like I don't recognize the name. Maybe you're new.
Ooh, Dimpleholic. We like new people.
Dimpleholic. Wow.
Gia Lee 24.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mariah Carey.
Chess. You're
CPO.
Crazy.
Samin Shaw.
Psy Worker.
Little Kim.
Oh, Sophia.
Vergara. Much love to all of our Twitter followers and everyone on YouTube.
I'm trying to get to the YouTube because YouTube was pretty much popping this past week.
It's popping.
Marta Angelo, 98, was on there. Mama Mia. And we have Cassie Wilson. We have just so many great people who are always tweeting on YouTube. There's like 83 comments right now about last week's episode.
Every
so much
time
fun.
Somebody comments something on YouTube, I'm like, ugh, I wish I would have said that.
Right?
Or I wish I would have known that or had that information.
Or I wish they were sitting right here with us or because tweeting live.
Seriously, they have the best points. They know a lot about the medical field
it's
and the show.
It's true.
And their own predictions and theories and analogies are like always spot on. So it's always good to hear from them. But let's get into the show, ladies. Okay, so the kids are going through it. They know they're all happy. And then you have that one creepy Children of the Corn little girl who was like 5, but she's 30, really, mentally. Like, she's like, you know, well, the cerebral cortex was actually connected to the spine before he got shot in the neck, so he's probably, he's like, really, little kid? Like, how is this possible?
Well, her eyes were beautiful, she was mesmerizing, and her acting skills were on point.
I mean, her agent must be really happy.
Casting for her was really great. I feel like she nailed this role.
I did, too. She was creepy, though. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
just standing there, mesmerized by the plane.
Very omen.
Is that guy gonna die?
Very Pet Sematary Gage.
Yeah, that was basically me. Like, that's me now. Like, I love the blood and the guts, but that was me when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, what's going on?
What's happening? What?
You have a cut and a bruise? Let me see. Let me touch it. You know?
I was a little in the clouds, but not like that.
But, you know, the peril of tonight's episode.
Doesn't mean I was creepy.
You know, you're a little creepy. I mean, your name is Star.
the parents' fault, not mine.
With two R's, even. The peril... Beautiful number. Because you're a star.
Okay,
star.
We're over it.
The peril... Under the bus. The peril of tonight's episode was...
One good time.
a robbery. People were, gun GSWs. And
what?
Gunshot wounds? Boom. See? GSW to the head. It's not a shoe store.
Is that a scene?
What?
Gunshot wound? GSW? Yeah.
If you ever, don't you listen when they bring in the patient?
The patients.
They're like GSW to the lower femur, GSW to the neck, you know.
Yes, but if you guys are remembering, I just learned what BP meant, so I don't really understand the initials until they're explained.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
And so maybe some of our viewers too, so don't
dumb
it down for us.
Listen, I've been dumbing it down my whole life. GSW means gunshot wounds. But we have, so, you know, a lot of patients, a lot of blood, and then we have two brothers that were also injured, but maybe because I was like not there tonight,
distracted
totally. Robbery,
yes,
two people
were robbing.
Car.
One person was the robber and the other guy was the innocent bystander in the getaway car, and that is the patient that got shot three times
and the police chief,
the innocent the bystander chief. In the getaway car.
Yeah, but
not innocent.
What
I mean,
to the robber star.
That's a good question.
They
and I know our fans know. They kind of didn't talk about that.
Yeah,
was he the robber? They just kept saying he was in the
getaway car.
Yeah,
he wasn't the robber. He wasn't actually holding a gun. He was just helping people that were.
I feel like that was missing. Tweet us right now if you know what happened to the robber.
Because I was like, the innocent bystander that was in the car with the robber. He's not so innocent.
So I remember whenever they were running back, it was Ben was running and they were talking about how they were still in pursuit. Like, this robbery was still happening.
Right.
So maybe they just brought in the people that they could so far.
Yeah, I think maybe, the getaway car. That something happened after the fact, because the kid came second.
Right. It was a bloodbath.
Third, fourth.
And maybe it just was still happening. There was a standoff or something like that.
Yeah, it was. I love the energy of like the first act into the second act. Like, I felt like it was really, really like, oh, this is going to be a good episode. You know, there was action.
One of the things I really loved, and I know that we know what all the doctors do and what all their specialties are, but I loved that the kids went around and we got to hear them break down what they do to the kids.
Yes.
I mean, we're very familiar with what they do. It just, we were able to see their
it
hashing code
right. Posse. Yeah, the plastic posse.
So yeah, stupid. We are the plastic posse.
Well, Ben reacts like we all feel. Take that back a notch. Nobody's in there with you.
Okay, true story. Yesterday, I was working with my friend, and I was like, we are the On It girls. Like, we are just on it. And so now we have this new thing, and it's like, On It. And she doesn't want to give me high five. She's the other girl. Like, she's Ben right now. She's like, I don't
know. Like, we're the On It.
We're the On It girls.
I was actually enlightened tonight and a little educated when I found out that, you know, most plastic surgeons are ENT doctors as well.
Yes.
I mean, and I didn't know that. You know, because, like, you know, when I got my nose job, I... No, but so it was really cool. And yeah, but the plastic whatever with Avery and Ben was ridiculous. And I will also say that I felt bad for the guy that was bleeding from his neck because, like, that's just a crappy way to go.
I mean, in comparison with some of the other ways we've seen on the show, not that bad.
I mean,
people have been impaled with someone that they didn't know and they had to pull their body off and they knew they were going to die the next second.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn. We've seen worse.
Yeah, we have seen worse.
But I feel bad for the guy, mostly just because, and we found this out a little bit later in the episode, the brothers!
I know.
I got in a wreck one time with my brother in the car. That's the first thing I thought as it was happening. I can't do this to myself and my brother. My parents. And my sister.
Yeah, my parents is what I meant to say.
Well, that's not the first time that they had a storyline like that, though, where two brothers were, you know, injured. What are you laughing about?
Sorry, I just said the wrong thing out of my mouth.
She said it was confident. So loud.
She was like, and you're ugly.
And my sister. No, that's not where I was going.
I'm going to say mommy. Okay.
Anyways. Wow.
Are you saying this isn't the first time or it is?
No, this is not the first time we've seen a double family death.
You mean besides Saving Private Ryan?
On Grey's, Julie.
Okay, go on. On Grey's.
This was actually when the two brothers were trying to beat the train in season 3.
Okay, you're going so far back.
That's why I'm here. I'm a Grey's Wikipedia. Yes.
You're like flashing us back to the first episode next week.
I know. We're like, the filter was bad. They all look young.
The filter was so cute. They all looked amazing.
Like, God, 10 years ago. Anyways, okay, back to the episode. We're getting off track here. After, like, what are they talking about? We were waxing nostalgia. We're getting all nostalgia for nostalgia. But, yeah, so basically.
No one understands what you just said.
It's okay.
It's okay. We're basically moving on.
It was a Mariah Carey reference. But, yeah, for me, tonight's episode, I guess too much was going on for me. I wouldn't say it was a riveting episode, but continue. So what else happened in tonight's show?
So after the one thing I did want to say is that whenever April was talking about trauma, it reminded me of how April became a trauma surgeon and how fantastic that was.
Oh, yeah.
When she won the contest outside.
Right.
And Avery, beard.
I liked it.
Yeah. I didn't.
You didn't?
I mean, he's allowed to have a beard. Every man is. But I just hope it doesn't stick around.
You weren't feeling it.
Mm-hmm. So we had this robbery, and that was mainly the patient stories, which is kind of cool when they all are together
connected
in the same thing.
Yeah.
So there was the two brothers. There was the chief of the police chief or sergeant, whatever that is. And what I loved is he is a character from True Blood. I really love that crossover. So if you guys watch that, and I knew that he was going to stay till the end. Anyways, moving on.
So let's talk about one thing.
He gets shot in the leg.
Star, we have to predict throughout the episode. Star got everything right.
Yes, I was like, this is what's going on.
We got everything wrong. Star got everything right.
Thank you.
I mean, but that's that's normally what happens.
Hey,
engineer, hello. Graphics. Hello.
Applause? Oh,
wow. Sometimes I'm right too.
Wow. Not last week.
Yeah, no kid.
Derek cheated.
He
kissed her. That's cheating.
When you insert your tongue into another person's mouth that's not your spouse, that is a form of infidelity, also known as cheating, also known as cheating.
When they insert their tongue into your mouth and you pull away, you stop
it. But it was a right head, left head, right head, I'm thinking of.
Right.
When the head does one too many, you are in it.
Exactly.
We digress.
AfterBuzzers, what do you think? Did you think, and Derek
is kissing cheating?
Is kissing cheating? Because some people say it's just sex. It's just sex. I mean, like,
I don't want to say that I don't think kissing is cheating. I just think
he was mind fucking her into having a mental. They were mentally
relationship
having a relationship. That is also cheating.
Boom.
I wouldn't classify it as an F word.
Sorry about that, guys.
It's okay.
I never curse.
Because you are a Christian woman.
Really? Not on the show.
I say shit all the time. Real life.
Anyways, so I love the fact that there was the flirting teacher.
Yes.
Right?
That was hilarious.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. We can't
hilarious
cut to the end.
Start to finish. Yeah. So one of the first things that we see, and this is really, really cute, was Joe and Stephanie in the elevator doing their, you know, Grey's Anatomy version of Tinder.
No, oh, yes.
Nope, shirt too tight. Nope, likes his car too
much. It wasn't
much.
Even a swipe. It was a tap of an X and a yeah. check. I was like, oh, they should have brought that, like, graphics up a little bit better. You know, I wanted some more out of it. But anyways, I digress.
No. That's just it. They were having this cute girl moment, and those two are believable to me as friends.
Yeah, for sure. To me, they are Mare and Christina.
Yeah,
but not as intense and not as like dark and twisty and over dramatic. And my life is over, and you know, just dancing it out everywhere. You have friends like that. Like,
yeah,
you know, they're cute.
They're relatable friends,
right? Mm-hmm. They're not going through it always.
I definitely like them together. They're fun, you know. And I feel like Miss Stephanie Edwards, she really needs to find some love interest. Like, that would be fun. She's, like, the only one that hasn't, right?
Well, she hasn't in a long time, as she told us.
Yes.
And Joe was like, you're finding reasons to turn down these guys.
Right.
You need to open yourself up. Explore new options.
Which many women do.
Can we take a minute, though, to reference back to the interns that were on the show, how these are the only two that have lasted?
Well, that's how it works.
Yeah.
They bring them in there, and it's like the Hunger Games. Whoever's good stays. Whoever's not.
Like, there was six of them, and now there's only Joe and Stephanie.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, it happens. They either don't click with the audience or they get another option in a different show.
Yeah.
You know what? If I had to pick two to stick around, I would have picked them.
Yeah, for me too.
Ditto. So she ends up not flirting, but, you know, he looks like a teacher who is chaperoning the class field trip, maybe his first job out of college, and it's, you know, he's working with the whatever grade, and they just have this chemistry, and it's really cute, and we're going for it. But then it was, can we go to just skip to the end?
Yeah.
There was that moment
But wait, she's like talking herself out of it.
Yeah,
and Joe says, she's like, he might be too young for me. And Joe's like, you just quit coming up with reasons. If you have chemistry with somebody, go for it,
right? So I started predicting, he's gay.
And like, I thought it was gay too.
For a moment, and then I was like, wait, no. He's young. I won that one, too.
Right.
You know, like, he was just way too young. He's in high school.
I thought he was questioning and young.
Well, he probably is questioning and young as well. But it was cute when she asked him out.
Yeah.
And she put up the courage, and she was like, this could be awkward, but I would love to. And he's probably going to go back to high school and be like, oh, my God, a doctor? Ask me out.
And then
he's like, you want to?
Cut to the next scene. She's throwing him back, like, and Joe's like,
busting laughing. That was the best cut of the whole scene.
There was, like, all these little moments, like, do you want to go out for a drink? And he's like, well, she didn't even have to finish,
like
I'm too young. She was thinking, like, oh, AA.
I had this, not to this extreme, but I had this happen. I asked a guy out to go to a concert once.
Oh, no.
Turns out he was too young to get into the venue. He was under 21.
That's annoying. What do you do after that? Go get pizza?
We changed
in an hour
plans,
and a half.
But it was really, like, you're joking me, right?
Didn't you do your research prior to Miss Julie Pardon?
He looked old enough.
No,
I don't know. It was in college.
I get carded all the time, and I'm well over the age of 21. But you see,
ew, are you complimenting your good look?
Yeah. However, just kidding. But I was saying, like, you got to do some reconnaissance on that. You got to be like, yo, homie, how old are you? Let me see your ID.
If we need full disclosure, the guy who was supposed to go with me canceled last minute. So I was like, looked around the cafeteria, picked the cutest guy, and asked him.
Well, there you go. Even though we didn't need that full exposure.
Jason made me sound like I didn't do my research.
Well, I mean, I kind of have confidence in that, Jules. I was hoping. But,
that was hilarious, and I do want Stephanie to have a love interest. Obviously, this wasn't it. But I would love to see more dating horror stories from these guys that don't involve the other people in the hospital.
Right. And two, Joe and Stephanie, I feel like at that comic relief, Go ahead, Sarah.
No, I'm just looking on Twitter, and Scott AAA13 saying that the kid was just running with the wrong crowd. He wasn't the one that shot the cops, which is correct.
Right, yeah.
And which another point, since I'm already on here, Savannah with a lot of numbers is saying that this was a great episode, but the little girl reminded her of Meredith.
Right. So, yeah. NK3Play2 also says that Stephanie and Joe are, like, actually happy. And he also said that the little girl kind of reminded me of a young Meredith at Star Station JDC for Eventually Part, and I agree. And the little girl was just like team too much, like team too, like I'm telling you, if you're
she was the movie, into it,
Children of the Corn, where the like the, all the kids have power, they're from hell, they have powers, and they're like really creepy looking. Mm-hmm. That's her.
So let's jump into the second half of this whole episode. Yeah. Okay, so Shepard's back.
Shepard is back. Right. This guy
turns so many corners where he goes from one extreme to the other.
Oh, I thought she was like my week. He was walking around the hospital a lot
doing his cardio. It sounded like me today. It sounded like my day today.
You were turning
one
corners.
Extreme to the next.
And then the same, whenever he comes in, Owen's like, okay, you can come back, but you know you need Amelia's approval.
Love that one.
And I realized right then he didn't know they're dating.
Yeah, of course.
And so Amelia, being as annoying as ever, and I do like this character, she just has an irritating personality.
What, when, why?
Whenever Derek's like, so I want to come back, she's like, oh, I can see it right now. Well, I can just tell.
Well,
that
that's
you're
how
going
I'm pretty
come.
Annoying with my brother, and I feel myself being annoying. And I
Amelia's like that.
I
with
go
everyone,
outside
though.
Myself, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm being so annoying. But it's fun because it's my brother.
Amelia's like,
I believe it.
You know, she's just a little bit annoying. I still like her. Don't get me wrong.
She's not a little bit annoying. Amelia is the annoying character on Grey's Anatomy right now.
Oh, well, she's the annoying sister.
Yeah. She always has a smirk like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Derek.
And then she's like leaning back in her chair. Like, no.
She talks out the side of her mouth and everything's like with.
And she, like, she kind of walks up to Mary and she's like, so Derek's back.
Yeah. You know, and yeah, I mean, like, I'm going to.
Why didn't she walk up and do one of these?
The Superman?
I'm a hero.
We're horrible. She says that.
You do like Amelia.
Yes.
I mean, speak for yourself.
Oh, I like Amelia.
Okay, fine. I like her too.
Anyways, so.
I don't really love Amelia.
But I do. Okay, go ahead. Because she had some really good moments on tonight's show. But go ahead, Sarah. What were you about? She's back and Derek has to get her approval.
And that was really weird.
Continue your thought.
She gave him the simple surgery of an aneurysm clip.
Yes, exactly.
Which, that to me sounds like a really hard surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody could die if you clip that wrong.
Well, it's so easy for Shepard. It doesn't sound like a tough one for him.
And but he's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
Very humble of him.
That's what I'm saying about Derek. He's totally faking it.
Oh, you think
he's faking it?
Whoa,
Julie
Shaquifa Parton. You think that he is faking what?
Shaquifa Parton.
I think he's faking it. I think that, yes, he's glad to be back with his family, but at some level, he's totally pissed that he's there. He's like, oh, I'm so excited to be here.
No, believe it or not, Julie.
I kind of got that from him, too, because I always say every week. Right. I always put myself how would I feel? If you're passionate about something and that's like your life's work, right?
Did you not hear that ending monologue?
I know, but it goes hand in hand because I felt that too, that he's like, okay, well, I'm back. You don't go from realistically, you don't go from being handed an amazing opportunity and having your life.
You can be in an amazing opportunity, but unhappy where you are.
Here's what it comes down to. He's talking himself into it.
Right. Punch it in. On it.
Boom. He wants to be happy that he's there, but he just keeps having to tell himself and everyone around him that he is.
I don't like what you guys are saying.
You're not smelling what the rock is cooking? You're not smelling what the rock is cooking?
Okay. Want to see that new show that's coming out, actually, with the rock in it tonight? What is it called? Lip syncing for the celebrities?
Yeah.
This looks like a good one on Spike. Anyways, random. So I would just have to say that, what were we talking about?
Derek faking it.
I don't think Derek is faking it. I feel like with the ending monologue, he made a clear point that sometimes when you're away from what you want, you realize what you really want. And I feel like the time apart for him, even though he cheated, he realized in that kiss of cheating that this isn't where he should be. And he flew home, and he's happy. overnight. Maybe not.
He's like, oh, I want to coach soccer. That's way better than working for the president. But I think if given the choice, Derek would prefer the whole family move to him, to D.C. So
absolutely.
He still gets to do that awesome job.
Yeah.
But he wants his family more than the job. But given the choice, he'd rather be there.
I think so, too.
I'm with you guys because I need more drama in the show. So, sure, that'll happen, and then we'll get some more juice, right?
Cool.
Then, perfect.
Yes.
Done.
Right. I don't think it's actually going to go on that much longer, which is fine by me. They spent a lot of time on it already.
Yeah,
right.
The whole thing. They just, yeah, they need to move on or bring some more drama or bring the cheating girl back over.
Love it. There needs
to be some more of that.
But what was also sad about tonight's episode, though, was the two brothers that, and I called it too, they stroked out. And I knew that was going to happen because you wouldn't.
Losing so much blood.
Blood, right. And then, yeah, they both stroked out. And that's.
It made them brain dead.
Right.
Which is so, so crazy. I would almost rather sons die than them both be brain dead.
Yeah, because then you have to make the decision
to
pull the plug.
Yeah,
as well,
like
as
the mother
organs.
Was saying, he's breathing. He's warm in my
hand. Yeah, that was moving for me. And it takes a lot.
She was alone, it felt like. It just felt really, I don't know. I teared up a few times during this episode, especially towards the end. I just felt like it was a really heartfelt story.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the mom, she to me,
you weren't believing her cries.
No, I because like you just lost two of your children. Like I understand for television you can't be the histrionics can't be full out and you can't really go there. I mean,
people grieve differently.
But she was like, the only time she ever showed up the most emotion was when Bailey. Okay, so Meredith.
Yes.
Meredith and Bailey have a kind of a tiff over extracting the organs and, you know, who to save again. And the only time you saw the mom give really a fire of emotion was when she was like, no, I'm not going to give my organs to save the dude who could have possibly, you know, aided in having my children killed.
Right.
And I
mean, I just felt like Bailey really stepped over her bounds by walking in on Meredith as she is like, yes, I would, you know, my son loved to give back and that was their thing since they were little. I would love to donate the organs. Here comes Bailey like, excuse me. anyway, that we could donate to a 15. She was going to trick her a little bit, like to a 15-year-old. Oh my God, a 15-year-old. Yes, of course.
After Meredith had already said she wasn't cool with her asking that.
Yeah,
but
she stepped over her bounds.
It could go either way, though.
At the same time, I don't know. I might have done what Bailey did.
I agree.
I would.
I would have
too. Just because, you know, you have a patient right there. You want to save that patient.
And it was
strange. Sure, it could go to some other person,
right.
But you don't see that person.
Exactly.
And you don't,
your investment is right in front of you.
You don't directly see them die in front of you.
If you don't know what the next person did or did too, you don't know anybody else's demons.
They could also be a murderer too or something.
It's like Sympathy for the Devil where Meredith had to watch the guy get, the boy could have gave, he
spit it out.
The guy was going to be executed. He murdered, raped women.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going back. See, but this is the thing for tonight's episode is just like when they were operating on him, Amelia was like, ugh, over it. Like, he can go to hell. Like, you know,
because
like all
her,
of
because
these,
her father was shot.
Because
today.
Her father was shot. Exactly. But in the same thing, it's like you're supposed to be the doctor, not the cop. You know,
right.
You've got to do your job to the best of your ability. Period. Felt like ethically there needs to be a conversation about what happened today.
But then Meredith was like, okay, well, you just cost, you know, dozens of other people their organs, too.
Yeah,
so then I was back with Meredith.
Yeah, because I guess she was like, I don't want to give the kids' organs to anyone.
I stand behind Bailey. I understand where, being a Libra, I can see everything impartially. But I see two sides to every story. But I stand behind Bailey because she, as a doctor, and I'm not a doctor, obviously, but I think if I was that, you, like I said, your investment is the patient you have on your table in front of you or the patient that you're working with now. And it's like sometimes you have to a last-ditch effort to save someone's life because ultimately, in the end, that's what you want to do is save a life.
Yeah.
And Meredith, I feel like Meredith should have been like, okay, Bailey, go in there and do what you need to do, figure it out, versus being like, no, you know, like having this altercation back and forth. And also, I always marvel at the fact that Meredith and Bailey are now on the same playing field when Bailey was like,
that's crazy.
It's so crazy to me sometimes, but
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it worked out.
Well, here's the thing. The police chief, the one that Star really liked, he was like, I just need something good to come of this day. We, the doctors of the show and myself thought that he wanted to see the guy die, like justice served.
No, I knew that he wanted to know, like, what was going on with the 15-year-old boy. I want to know. I had a feeling from the beginning that he genuinely cared, even though he shot his comrades.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it coming, but I thought it was a great twist.
Yes.
Especially because the doctors in the hospital had the same conversation.
Exactly.
I think he just wants to see the guy die.
Exactly.
But it turns out, no, he said, no, he's been in foster care, he's on the verge, and
he's been
we just
dealt
always,
the wrong hand.
Yeah, we had these moments with teenagers or with youth, and they either go one way or the other, and this was the way for him.
And they coined it as the moment when you're on, you know, you're going to get do bad things, the moment. And then I loved when Meredith used that talking about Derek. Like, Derek's just having a moment. Was that it?
You know what? Maybe I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she used that line, and she was like, this is Derek's moment. He's back. He's happy. This is Derek's moment. Mm. So she used that line, and then Bailey came up and talked to them, and there was a cute moment there. So he ends up donating the organ, or the mom allows her sons to donate their organs, which was a great feat.
And she said their sons was always helping people.
Yeah.
And so what was so cool is that the doctors made a list. It was like 100 people.
Right.
That were going to get
these
organs.
That's the way to go out. If you're going to go out a hero, make it a doubly hero.
Are you an organ donor?
Of course I am.
Are you an organ?
Absolutely.
And ditto. And I can't even say organ donor.
Are you an organ donor?
Hey.
Hey,
I mean,
you want to get Gila on a ransack. The kid gets his liver.
Yes. And what was cool about that is that afterwards, Avery was just making them look fresh and clean so that they look like they'd never been chopped up for parts, you know? He was making them look whole.
Yes.
And that was,
funeral.
That was sweet. For some reason, he had a Mark flashback. This is exactly what McSteamy would have done.
Well, yeah, because he's still thinking about his lost child, and I'm glad that they kind of brought that in. Like, I was, you know, he taught me everything I knew. Mark Sloan taught me everything. He treated me like a son. I just felt like that was like the moment of like, I want to have my own, and I want to do this. So
I want to pass on something.
I'm glad they put that in there like, well, it's been, you know, that did happen. Like, we can't just forget that it didn't happen, right?
It was such a subtle moment of drama between those two, but it was definitely progression forward in their story of getting over their son.
Yeah. And then lastly, we finish out on the porch at the house with Amelia and...
We can't forget about Callie being approached by the cop, which...
There's three quick things we have to approach.
Okay, we have a lot. Continue. Go.
Callie gets asked out by the cop, which is awesome because I'm really excited to see Callie in a heterosexual relationship. And
yes.
I mean,
in 10 days from now.
Right.
Dun. It's just something we haven't seen. And
right, in a while.
What's cool about her character is that we get to see her in a lot of different love adventures.
She's a
chameleon. But she didn't say yes. She said, I'll see you in 10 days for your checkup.
And we're all like, say yes.
Yeah, just say yes.
This guy compared to that other girl who was crazy?
Yeah.
Right.
This is way better.
And I knew, you know, once I saw him on the show, I knew he wouldn't be just a day player. He's too big of a star in my eyes that I feel like he has really stepped up. We can get him on the show. I know him.
Star's like, I know him.
I'm gonna try to get him on the show.
So a lot hinges on Star's prediction of him and Callie going out in the future.
Yeah, I feel like he's not gonna be a day player. I think we're gonna bring him on. I don't know how he would hang out in the hospital a lot. That could get weird.
Right.
I would love to see it.
This is exactly what I was wanting for
the doctors. New, fresh people for them to get.
Right. And it's kind of fun that he's not a doctor, because that was kind of
Finally, he's a new patient.
Which is like going back to...
A patient and a cop.
Izzy and...
Denny.
Right? It's like bringing that character onto the show.
One other quick thing, and this was just like a flash in the pan moment. The baby that Arizona operated on was alive and in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that
was
cute.
Wasn't that cool?
That was nice.
So she operated on him while he was still a fetus, and he's doing great now in the hospital. I thought that was a wonderful moment.
Oh, Dynamite Jack says, JDC Forever, good throwback reference. Boom. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you also.
So let's go to that moment on the porch, because as much as I mock Amelia, this was her most genuine moment since becoming a cast member
They talked about, you know, What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
Whenever Derek and Amelia were having a conversation
out
there,
I feel like
it
was definitely real. I thought there was a moment in there that you saw it the
most.
I don't
always write down quotes that I could turn into Instagram pictures.
Oh.
But I did.
What's going to be your Insta?
Well, she's talking. Well, they have this moment. Did it remind you of Dad? Not really. But she's like, I think I'm falling in love with Owen Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it could destroy me.
Mm.
And Derek's like, it wouldn't be love if it didn't.
Loved it.
If I wrote it down too.
I have the best quote about love that my friend Whitney Long.
Spit it out.
If it's love, make it hurt. And I'm like, yes. And Derek, he's right. That was probably one of the most profound things he has said in 11 seasons.
Yeah.
And it is true. Love does destroy you. Yeah. And honestly, Amelia's delivery in that moment was so genuine. There wasn't any of this, I'm hokey.
Right, or
she
like,
was just
hey,
really
like,
I'm terrified
hey.
It's going
yeah,
to destroy me.
Crazy, yeah. Yeah, she's very, it was very, those are the moments of the Grey's magic that I like when it's relatable and it's real and it's not, and you know, it's like you pause for a moment and just have a moment versus all this craziness and stuff. And I would love for the music to get back on track.
There was a song tonight I'm going to download when I get home. It was called Mercy, You Need Saving by New Lore.
Awesome.
And it was great. It was a great song.
Awesome.
Awesome, Julie. Awesome.
So I do have a little bit of news and gossip.
Okay. All right, let's move into news and gossip. Yeah.
Oh, TV news.
Effects. Thank you, Josh.
There we go.
Didn't get my claps in, but that's all right.
That's all good. Hey,
claps. I clap like this. See?
No, I wanted the soundtrack of like a million people clapping for me. Thank you.
I think they just continued
that
here at ABCD.
What?
Costs so funny.
Thank you for that. Sorry we didn't hear them first time.
No, I heard them. I was upset. I'm just kidding.
So I was reading an Entertainment Weekly article about the finale of Grace.
Oh, are you spoiling
things? Did you guys read it?
Wait, the series finale?
Season finale.
Oh, okay.
11 finale about what all of the actors want, and the actors are wanting catastrophe.
Oh, of course,
they really
it's been boring.
Are. They've been talking about like what could they possibly do that they haven't already done, but that's what they all want. And so Shonda will not confirm or deny, but she says there's a couple of things leading up to the finale, but there won't be something huge in the finale. Is kind of what she's hinting at. So no shootings, no natural disasters, but
well,
maybe some crazy stuff.
One of our fans on Twitter, Kay Dallas. 91. She says, Meredith is so happy because it's weird that Meredith is so happy. It makes me think that Derek might die this finale.
No!
That would be
Kay Dallas.
Epic.
No!
No!
No! Oh, I just got chills and not the good kind.
Yeah. Well, do you think Derek's really going to end up being the soccer dad? I mean, where do you think the story's going to go? Because Dynamite Jack wants to know what's going to happen to Derek.
That's a good point.
Wow. If Derek dies, that'll be like who killed JR? You know, there's a shot heard around the world.
He was turning Star, since you're on such a prediction roll, you should probably
go
first.
Star.
She was like, she just should have some sort of crystal globe right here.
Tonight's my night.
Call her Cleo.
Well, it was weird because it was creepy in the first part of the episode, and then I read that tweet before we watched the show, and I'm like, will Derek die? Like, I just don't even know. I don't know where we're gonna go next week. What was the teaser for next week again?
It's mostly about. Well, first they're showing the first episode ever next week. If you haven't seen it, and we know you will have, but if you want to watch it again right before, and then it's a Aaliyah centric episode.
That's right. I just feel like there's going something brewing. Someone says on YouTube that they're predicting that she's going to get pregnant, like off of the one night, which could
I
be fun.
Would love that because that's what I want. Both of those people are craving children.
Yeah,
that would
we
be
want
great.
That for them.
Although,
so I don't know.
Let's be honest. The show doesn't handle children well.
No,
no. It doesn't.
Never mind. No children. We take that back.
I predict that Aaliyah is going to actually work out. It's going to be good.
Yes.
I do predict we do get a love interest for Stephanie Edwards eventually. Hopefully by... And I do think that True Blood dude. We'll file his name. Cop that hit on Callie. I think that's going to flourish and blossom.
He'll be back in 10
something.
Weeks
yes.
for a checkup.
Yes.
Ten days.
Sorry, 10 days.
Honestly, I would love to see that for Callie. I think Callie... I want to see a love interest for Callie that's not a woman. And that's fresh, that's new, that's someone that's actually into her and have her in Arizona took a lot out of me. From the time, from Beat Your Heart Out in season five when they came together to now, Calzona has just been team too
and
much.
Up and, yeah, up and
team
down battle.
Too much. So, Yes. Bring on Strictly Dickly for Camp for Cali.
Okay.
And you know what? I think more of what you guys said. I do think that guy will be back. I hope Stephanie finds love interest soon. I hope Maggie finds a love interest soon.
Oh yeah, we forgot.
That we get to see Joe and Alex actually get engaged, but that might be a little bit farther away than I suspect. But the main thing is, I really hope nothing happens to Derek.
Well, something's good's going to happen in the finale.
No, that can't be. I don't want it to be. Although she has been going through this process of figuring out that she can live without him.
Yeah. So,
oh no.
And her streak.
Don't you dare.
Her streak continues to not. She lost two patients today.
Now he's back.
So we will see.
I hope he doesn't. We're going to go with I don't think.
Who knows? But there you have it. Next week we get the first ever episode of Grey's Anatomy. It's the one that started all. The one that changed our lives forever.
It really did.
It really did. And in addition to a new episode, so. Yeah, thank you so much for watching, everyone. I'm Jason Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JCForever and also on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
And you can find me on the social medias at JULIEPARTIN.
And you can find all of us using the hashtag GraysABTV, as well as join the conversation on YouTube. It's really fun. And I'm Star Session. You can find me on all things social media at Star Session.
Thank you so much for watching, you guys. Until next week, have a good one.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.